Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everyone.
Comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And me, Craig Hazel. We will be taking you through all of Game Week 6. Looking forward to Game Week 7 in the wake of Sam Allardyce's England dismissal, God rest his soul. But mainly we were talking about FPL, so we're going through all of the top tips for next week. Who scored well, who didn't, who's wildcarded, who hasn't, all the chips, all the leagues, everything. And of course the Gaffer Tapes League and our sacred top 10. That's about as professional as intro as I've ever done.
And now it goes downhill.
Yeah, we know, from here on in, granted. But it was a slightly higher average week this week. Which I'd have thought meant red arrows, but I myself got a green arrow, but that means shit all when you're down at the depths of despair.
No, that's true. I think it seemed to be green arrows all round. Everyone seemed to have a decent FPL week from what I can tell.
Maybe whoever was number one dropped all the way to 1,000th.
Yeah.
And
well, about,
one
it's
place.
About 1,100th now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would explain it. Then everyone's gone up one place.
There we go.
Yeah.
Everyone's gone up one single play.
I was about to say, I'm no mathematician, but I'm pretty sure we can't all have green arrows. But
that's true. Yeah.
Ash
that's
has
true.
Just
Maybe
found
only
logic.
The ones who did well were vocal about it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The big FPL kind of headline of the week, before we talk on some real headlines later on, and we might as well start with that as a game that we talk about, was Sergio Aguero coming back to the game. Man City winning 3-1. He is back. A lot of people, I think, didn't bring him in and hoped that the rest of us who did would suffer a bit by trying to shoehorn him. But he delivered again.
I think a few people did bring him back. I know Ibrahimovic's percentage went down from like 62 to 57 or something. So I think they were all Aguero purchasers. But yeah, he came back with a bang, mate. Do you know what I mean? He's there. He did well. I personally didn't have him. But yeah, you can't go wrong with him, can you, really? Let's be honest. He's shown himself to be invaluable, and I think Ibrahimovic's percentage is just going to go down and down from now on.
Yeah, I do think that. I brought Aguero in. I just think he's fit, you have to have him. You have to.
Yeah.
Did you swap out Ibrahimovic?
No, I was still getting rid of Hazard. I needed to offload some H. So I got, but Ibrahimovic is on the chopping block. He is also there. He went another game with United without scoring a great deal. No, they battered Leicester 4-1. Do you think he's worth keeping it as value, Ash? Has he finally turned where he's not really worth the money anymore?
He's on the turn, isn't he? Going through the change.
So this week I swapped out. I swapped out Ibrahimovic for Aguero.
Did you
last week?
Classic
yeah.
move.
Right.
Classic move.
Okay.
So. And I was just looking, yeah. So, 1.2 million people brought in Aguero this week.
Yeah.
So, that's about a third of the people playing it.
Yeah. Now, see, I didn't. I did get rid of... I know we're not going to go into our own, what we did too much, but I did. I got rid of Hazard and brought in Sanchez. And I'm keeping Ibrahimovic because I assumed a lot of people get rid of him. But, coming up, they got Stoke.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm holding on to him then. And then I'll get Aguero in. Because Aguero's... I don't know if they're home or away, but they got Tottenham. I think... You know, 1-2 goals max, I think, there.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm going to hold on.
When I missed the first, like, the start of the Man United game, and then we walked into the pub and I saw it was 4-0.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, for fuck's sake, I can't believe I've got rid of Ibrahimovic.
Exactly.
And then when I saw they were all, like, random goals.
It's been like that with watching fucking Palace score. I'm going, oh, right, Benteke must have scored. He hasn't been on the score sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, been a nightmare, but yeah.
Well, that's bringing on to Benteke as a striker. Mm. Like he left it late, but he just about kept him value with the 3-2 win over Sunderland. Sunderland, I mean, you can't throw away a 2-goal lead. What a shower of shit. You can't do that.
It was bad,
but your man, Ash, Defoe, still great value.
Oh, yeah. That must have been heartbreaking for them. I even thought about bringing in Defoe this week.
Did you?
It's good, well, because I've got a Benteke.
You fucking turncoat.
So, yeah, I didn't know. I just thought about it. He does seem good value, though, doesn't he? He's the only person that can score. It's weird, though, because remember the week before they were saying on Match of the Day he touched the ball twice in 1 hour? So I thought that was it. Like, he touched the ball twice. One of them was to take the kickoff.
Really?
Yeah.
That was it?
Then,
fucking hell.
Yeah, so I thought, oh, well, he's obviously not doing well, but then he scored this week. I don't know how many times he touched the ball. Maybe it was... 3 times and 2 of them were goals.
Yeah. But yeah, Benteke, I captained Benteke this week. So yeah, 94th minute winner. Fucking happy days.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
the some of the strike. There were some strikers who we tipped and we've mentioned throughout the season actually who scored. And we look at their games. West Brom Stoke was a typically drab 1-1, but Rondon scored again. That's
Rondon. That was your tip for this week, wasn't it? Or last week?
I mean, I mentioned him at the beginning of the season as an option for a £6 million striker. He's now edged up a little bit from there, but he didn't score loads of goals last year, but. It was still a big signing for a team like West Brom. He was a big player that was linked to bigger clubs. So I think he'll score 10 or 12 goals this season. It's whether you want to have him in there and just know that he'll go a couple of weeks without, but then he'll get one.
Hmm.
And then the other player who I did tip last week in the blogs as well was Charlie Austin.
Of course, yeah.
Charlie Austin was 1.2% picked before this week because he hadn't played any Premier League minutes, really, only off the bench. But West Ham Ash. That sounds like a dinner, doesn't it?
West Ham. I'm just having some steaming West Ham ash. Lovely. It's like an Indian dish.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's shite, isn't it? Absolutely shite.
I think we're secure. We think we're safe this season. Yeah. Nothing to worry about.
No
impending disasters.
Yeah. I mean, we had the conversation about Antonio, and I didn't bring him in, and Craig called me a fool. And I noticed that on his blog... For Fantasy Yamai slagged me off as well. We haven't actually mentioned that, Craig, yet, but I think you referred to me as a fool or something because I didn't bring in, or I said I wasn't going to bring in Antonio, but he didn't bloody score, did he? Didn't do anything. That's one week.
Well, one week.
You're only as good as your last week.
Yeah.
That's what they say in FPL.
I think somebody who's picked up the moniker FPL Dickhead previously.
Correct.
Yeah, that was for an unfortunate, unlucky week between two very bad FPL players. But I was
tempted by Antonio, but I did go for Sanchez this week instead of Hazard, or rather for Hazard. So that was quite good for me.
But I
still think Antonio's decent, and I think maybe Payet. But other than that, I can't see anything else for West Ham.
Either of you think that Bilic might get executed?
Yeah, we said that last week, didn't we?
Bilic was when the England job went up and Hodgson left, Bilic was being talked about as a potential interviewee candidate, and he kind of distanced himself because at the time he was like, West Ham were this like all conquering side moving to an Olympic Stadium. I bet you he's tempted now.
Fuck, I bet you're right, yeah. Oh my God, no, please don't let it be a swap.
A swap?
Take Bilic, you get fucking Allardyce.
Imagine that.
Oh my God.
Do you care for that?
That would be the death nail.
Did you? That would be a massive death nail, that shit. Death nail right in the tits.
A big old.
But talking about West Ham,
can we
talk about the fact? Did you see on Twitter yesterday? It was probably in other places other than Twitter, but I just live on Twitter when I'm at work and stuff. Andy Carroll out on the piss in London. Did you see that?
Yeah, with Darren Randall.
Mental. Yeah, just there's pictures of him just in pubs, like shouting at women and like getting drunk all day and shit like that. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. Mental. Did you see that? Are you making up
the shouting at women bit?
No, that was what it said. The whoever it was that tweeted it was like, yeah, he's out shouting at birds or something. Yeah, maybe they meant actual birds, maybe pigeons. He was just really, really drunk. Just fuck off, just screaming at pigeons. He's like an old tramp.
He really is going down the Paul Gascoigne route if he's just shouting at pigeons.
Just shouting at pigeons, yeah. But yeah, that's mental. He's going to get a slap on the wrist for that, isn't he? Slap on the tits for that shit.
I mean, how many slaps on the wrists he had?
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit, does he?
No, he slaps his own wrist like more than your regular H user, Hazard called
that.
But Randolph, I get it. He's a sub keeper. He might as well get pissed.
Yeah.
But Carroll.
Do you think it's like so depressing? It's the only thing they can do.
To be fair, if you had all that money and you can't do anything, I'd fucking have a few cheeky parts. I'd be a bit more sly about it. But
to them, that probably is sly. They're like, let's just go and have a quiet one. In the middle of London, midday.
Yeah, no, I would do that, right? But I'd go to a proper old man pub and I'd just sit there and probably have about 15 pints and then just go home.
Tell us, Tom, really,
make the most of it.
How do you get away with drinking at work, Tom?
What I do is I've started having sort of like 4 or 5 pint lunches and then maybe just like a couple of pint breakfasts and then just like a quick pint and a half toilet break. Really easily done. I say that as a joke,
home.
But me and Ash actually did have a lunchtime pint the other day, didn't we? Few pints at lunchtime. Lads, wasn't it? But yeah, so Andy Carroll, yeah, naughty boy.
Very naughty. I like the fact
that there was West Ham fans commenting on it saying, yeah, maybe he's having a drink, but on Boxing Day, when you're all drinking, he's training. So give him a bit of bloody... They said that, some fucking West Ham fan.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it's true. Look, yeah.
What's your way to believe
that? Well, actually, but then again, is him Like going out and getting pissed a big deal?
It's probably against some kind of rules. They have to watch what they fucking eat. Gascoigne, they went mad at Gazza fucking 15 years ago for eating a kebab. Do you know what I mean? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Are we honestly entertaining the idea that both Darren Randolph and Andy Carroll coincidentally rearranged their Christmas for the 27th of September and just happened to get drunk on that day?
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Worth doing.
Either way, they probably shouldn't be getting pissed. Obviously, you're allowed to, but you're like, I never get it. You're a professional. Well, to call Andy Carroll a professional athlete, but you know what I mean?
Mm.
Bit mad. Yeah. Anyway, he won't be making an appearance in many FPL teams anytime soon, and neither will any West Ham players apart from Antonio or Payet, really. Your defence, Ash, there's no clean sheet value there, is there?
Mm. Luckily, there's no clean sheet value anywhere.
No, that's true.
The whole league's forgot how to defend. There's only, what, two this week? Three.
Mm.
And then, oh, four. Cheeky. But it's just everyone's shit, aren't they?
Like, yeah, no, well, I mean, Spurs and Everton were the two that were looking like they could have some, you know, clean sheet. They're the two best defences in the league, but saying that, Everton go and concede to Bournemouth 1-0 game, and Spurs, you know, can't hold out for a 2-0 win against Middlesbrough. Gibson scored for them, which is great. He's a lot of people's sub.
I had him. Yeah. No, I fielded him. Yeah.
I think, it's like really clear, isn't it? Any of the teams that used to play that sort of like, I don't know, like shy defending where you're pulling people's shirts and tripping people up are getting royally fucked this season, aren't they?
Yeah.
You mean Stoke is who you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it's the same Stoke, West Ham were doing it. A few teams, like any of the rough sort of defensive teams. Must be a sort of style of defending. You just get massacred this year. Everyone's, you know, conceding all over the place.
Yeah. Talking of clean sheets, though, the mighty Arsenal. I didn't see that coming in a million years.
The Chelsea game. Yeah.
I'd check on the bench and went with substitute keeper Foster, which was a fucking nose because he conceded. So he got 2 points and Cech got six. But I didn't see the Arsenal clean sheet. That was good, wasn't it? Let's talk about Arsenal a little bit.
That first half was about as impressive as I've seen them against anyone in the last couple of years. It was like they just swept them aside completely, to be honest with you.
It's mad, wasn't it? Yeah, I was well happy with that.
And I think Sanchez, what do you think, Ash? Do you think the Ibrahimovic percentage going down will coincide with Sanchez going up? Will that be the kind of replacement double sub that people will do?
I'd certainly think the Hazard percentage going down. People are just going to swap him for Ozil, I guess, because he's slightly stupid. But if you dump Hazard and Ibrahimovic, that a lot of people are going to have, that gives you Sanchez and then basically anybody up front, doesn't it, that isn't called Aguero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Going for Sanchez for me, because Arsenal's run, I said it last week, is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Just stack up on Arsenal players.
Who else would you get from Arsenal?
I looked at it. I was going to get Walcott, actually, because he's played 90 minutes since Ramsey's been out, and he's usually like a rotation risk. But I'd go for Walcott, although I didn't this week. I've made my change already, but that's because I need to save a little bit of money for Aguero next week, because I've got a fucking plan, ain't I?
Walcott is Arsenal's second highest scoring player in their squad with 36 points. So, and he is also only 7.5 million. So ordinarily he'd be very inconsistent and you don't want to play him because he won't play. But you're right, he's played 90 minutes in four out of the six games, 87 in one, 74 in the other. And he's just scored in the Champions League tonight again. Mm-hmm. So that's his fourth goal of the season. Like, that's not bad, is it, for a midfielder?
Yeah. So you could go Sanchez, Bellerin, Walcott.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd say don't pick two midfielders from the same team. But Sanchez, he's a midfielder in the game, but he's not playing midfield for them, is he?
So. And the same with Walcott, really. He's kind of just off. And has the potential to play up front if there was an issue with Sanchez or something. So. Yeah, no, I would go for that. I didn't go for that as my change this week, but I looked at it.
But I would go in again. A quick question, actually, that we don't get asked because listeners tend to ask us about what brand of cheese we like on bread and stuff rather than FPL one sometimes, which we love, by the way. But goalkeepers, you mentioned there you had Cech on the bench. I kind of haven't got my goalkeepers quite right this year because from early on I had Adrian in because he was such a good scorer last year and then pointless this year.
Mm.
Are the expensive keepers worth it at all, bearing in mind no one could keep a clean sheet?
I don't think so. I've had a couple of keepers, Forster and let me just see who the other guys. And then I've been rotating the two of them round, but I've just abandoned it and gone for Pickford because he's so cheap.
Yeah, everyone's gone Pickford, yeah. But the thing is, there's not a great deal of difference between a very expensive keeper like Cech, who's, what, 5.5, and most of the others are about 5.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Every time I try to refigure my team and go, I'll go for a cheaper keeper, I think there's no point. Cheaper keeper.
Yeah. So the top two, well, I should say top two, it's joint scoring keepers in the game. Like Tom Heaton is 28 points. He's 4.6 million. Arthur Boruch, 4.5 million. Foster, 4.7 million. They're the top three keepers in the game.
Yeah.
And they're all under five.
Yeah, I don't know. I just always went for checking. I find that I never bother changing my keeper. Do you know what I mean? It's never something that I do.
Elsewhere in the league, Liverpool absolutely battered Hull 5-1, and I think we spoke about it, saying that we fancied them to turn them over, Hull, even though they could mess it up in the most Liverpool-y way in Liverpool.
Mm. Yeah, five, bloody famous five.
Yeah, it was a bit.
We are the famous. Do you remember Famous Five?
What? Famous Five? Who was that?
Just thinking about the Famous Five. I was just singing the Famous Five in my head.
What do you mean?
Remember
singing?
That, the Famous Five? The TV show from the 70s. We are the Famous Five.
None of us were alive in the 70s.
No, I used to watch a lot of old videos around my nan's. Anyway, yeah, five goals. That was incredible. Incredible five goals.
Tell us more about the Fantastic Five.
Famous Five. Enid Blyton's Famous Five.
Oh, do you mean Enid Blyton? Was there a TV show?
Yes! Look it up on YouTube. It was a great song at the start. We are the Famous Five. Julie and Dick and Anne, George and Timmy the dog.
Was the dog one of the five?
Dog was one of the five, very different to the Secret Seven, because the Secret Seven, there were seven of them plus a dog. So seven and another one. And Famous Five, the dog was included in the five.
Was the Secret Seven also Enid Blyton?
Yeah.
That's fucking lazy, isn't it?
Yeah, she did a lot of shit. She did one called the Four Finder Outers. Absolutely true. About four kids.
The Four Finder Outers?
Yeah. Not as famous as aforementioned Famous Five.
Sounds like the name of a quiz we'd do.
So she released, released a four.
I've given it away, but that is what I'm doing.
She released a four, a five, and a seven.
A four, five, and a seven. There was no six as far as we know.
Do you think it got buried because it was like the Six Little Black Lads or something, and it's all just inappropriate
probably.
Now?
No. I'll tell you what, it is the most sexist and racist stuff you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, Enid Blyton is really bad. Horrendously racist.
Terrible. Terrible. Lovely woman, though. Love it. Married her cousin. Absolutely mental she was.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you know who isn't racist? Sadio Mane scored for Liverpool against Hull as they absolutely battered them, which we are going to talk a little bit more about later, because Liverpool is, as Tom would say, the talk of the town, quite frankly.
Oh, so very much the talk of the town.
Very much the talk of the town. But there was a few Liverpool players in top form, you know, Coutinho, Milner, etc. And we are going to go into that a bit later. I don't know if we've... I think we might have covered most results. Elsewhere, we had... we talked about Everton losing to Bournemouth 1-0, which was a big one.
Yeah.
Coming up this week, we're going back to Friday Night Football. It's an early reminder we can tell you. We didn't have that last week, but we should actually tell you. But it's time for the league, probably, Tom.
It's time for the top 10.
Yeah, it is time for the top 10. And we had someone actually talk to us about the top 10 this week.
We did. I was going to wait for you to read through the top 10.
Oh, shall I do that? Shall I do that? Okay.
Yeah, you do that, and I'll...
So in a joint 10th, we should say, we've got Dynamo Trondheim, Arve Svardvel, and St. Hans Horgenshelter, Eric Brander.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Sorry, that is ridiculous. I know we've got a lot of... That is mental. The Scandinavian invasion are just going... What's that name? St. Hans Horgenshelter?
Perfect. That's very good.
He's like, isn't that the villain from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I'm saying?
We just get low. You're really on the kids' literature.
Massively,
today.
Yeah. Loving it.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of Scandies over. In ninth place is Cantalele Sabalula MD. In eighth place is a very badly constructed sentence, kind of, which just says, "You like Manchester?" Which I'm hearing in a slightly offensive Asian accent. Guy Hamilton.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is... That's Guy Hamilton. Guy Hamilton.
Yay! Not Guy.
Yeah. Bloody Hamilton.
Take your clothes off, Guy.
Guy.
The Guy Hamilton.
The absolute Guy motherfucking Hamilton.
What, as in, if I was in his family, I would be fucking so proud.
Exactly, yeah. We got a tweet from Guy at GuyH1994. He said, "As I've got all my family coming round for when you read out the top 10, can you make it a big deal, please? # mum get the camera." So hopefully mama's there with Nanny, if she's still alive. Your father, if he hasn't left. And your siblings, if you're not lonely. And hope they're all there to, yeah, well done, mate. You've made the bloody top 10 in a league of about 1,100 teams. So you've done fantastically, Guy. That's very good. Brilliant.
Win a date with Guy Hamilton. You've done very, very well. You should be very proud of yourself.
You're a good guy.
You are a good guy. You'll probably get...
Ash loved that. He loved that.
Some Swedish bloke with a silly name team will come and steal your job next week, Guy, because that's how it works around here. So enjoy the top 10 whilst you can. And talking of Scandies, in seventh place was Tord Haugen Nielsen with Tordenstorm FC. In sixth place was Liga number 2, Ahmad Farhart. He's new, and that's a Napoleon Dynamite reference, so I'm all for that. In fifth place, you'll know this name, Yippie Kabai MF, motherfucker. That's a bit of a good diehard name. It's Sushant Garg, the Garg
monster.
Yeah,
he's back, the lad.
The Demogorgon, the
Gargler. He tweeted us a couple of hours ago saying, "I'm back, motherfuckers," or something like that. Or, "I'm back, bitches." Something quite offensive.
Rude. Don't object.
Yeah, he's been a mainstay of the Gaffer Tapes for a few years now.
Mainstay. Harry Strout in fourth. Good Kante. He's there.
Good lad.
In third place, new entry in the top. In third place is Flying Without Mings, Oliver Monks.
Very good.
He joined the league late on, and it's no wonder he's joining leagues. In second place, an absolute stalwart of FPL who's absolutely killing it is Dimitri van den Rijk, the no hit wonders.
Two stars.
And in first place is BTSTU Mitch Maynard, who we can only presume doesn't have a family, and that's why they're not celebrating his first place. Yes. But that's very good, Mitch. So that's the top 10.
What does BTSTU stand for? BTSTU. Is that like cool slang? You use all that slang, Ash, don't you? Like, what, WTF, LOL.
Yeah.
It's going to catch on one day.
It is, isn't it? It is, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we should come up with a not very funny version of it now, but we will think of one.
No. So from there to our positions, Ash, still leading the way, 496th.
I would say that is the pinnacle of achievement. If you were four places behind me, maybe six, you'd have done really well. I think anything lower than that is just dog shit. It's disgraceful.
Funny, it is funny you say that. 496th, Ash, 306 points. Big T-Dog, 503rd, 305 points. I am 1 point behind Ash. One fucking point behind Ash.
What, in seven places?
It was when I thought at one point I was ahead of you, because it was like kept going up and down, up and down, and I had already prepared to come in, and when I was going to do our league positions, I was going to go, yeah, there's a new daddy on G-Wing. And that was what I was going to say. but it didn't work. And I may never get that chance again. So that was what I was going to do. I'd written it down and everything. So yeah, that's us. 1 point between us. Craig, 840th, mate.
Yeah.
not bad. 271 points.
Getting a lot of readers of your fantasy football tips blog, are we?
The depressing thing is I got a green arrow.
I know, I thought that, yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it's progression, isn't it? It's got, just a little bit.
Got two blocks, have we, Craig, now?
Yeah, and do you know what? They're great tips, but you can't make six transfers a week, sadly, so...
Oh, no, that's true, yeah.
No, if you just made one good transfer a week.
Oh, hello, look at Mr. 496.
I know, do you know what I mean?
G-Wing.
Acting like you're some sort of Guy Hamilton.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know Guy Hamilton, Ash. Dom Monaghan, little demon. He is 462nd. He's 3 points ahead of Ash, 4 points ahead of me. So that's pretty close. And then for our regular feature, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 811th. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 231st.
I'm thinking of signing up to Patreon. I think this area... This feature is so popular that we might have to put it behind the subscription wall. So you have to pay like $8.99 a week to subscribe to the podcast to hear that stat.
Just to hear for that.
Yeah, Tom Davis versus not Tom Davis.
I think not Tom Davis would definitely pay that money.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone
I know two here. People who should pay it, but yeah.
No, it's big. It's big online.
Once again, something else is becoming a feature is how much better Ash's missus is doing than the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's still happening. 375th. She's doing really well.
She has got this mental tactic.
Yeah.
She listens to the podcast and takes our advice.
Yeah, we said that's really good. I don't know if anyone actually listens for advice.
Well, apart from Van den Rijk and...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Mitch Maynard, people like that.
Probably,
Harry
yeah.
Strouts.
Guys at the top.
Yeah. Milligan, Cleese.
And then just one more before we go... Lads, I found Coatsy, for anyone who doesn't know, Brian Coates was the inaugural season, the 2014-15 season, he was top of the league all the, you know, the whole season until the very, very end when Danny McGeeken bumped him off.
Yeah.
That sounded real.
Had him murdered.
Had him murdered, yeah, killed him. But yeah, Coatsy, 646th. So he's actually lower than me and Ash.
I get the feeling, though, if there was a Hall of Fame, Coatsy would make it. If there was a Gaffer Tapes Hall of Fame, Coatsy would be in there.
He'd be the inaugural member of the of the Hall of Fame.
It's amazing that you didn't even make it into your own Hall of Fame, Tom.
Exactly, I know. And but just a little thing. So there's Coatsy with 0 years and counting, 646th. On the same amount of points, 646th is Coatsy's number two, Martin Cameron.
Oh.
And I think Martin Cameron is a very, very old listener who was there in the days of Who is Brian Coates? When we're trying to work out who Coatsy was. And so, Martin Cameron, get us, contact us.
Yeah, that's a great name.
Is that true?
That is
a good
name.
Do I remember that correctly?
And I wonder if that's his secret sausage team or if that's his actual team.
Yeah, I did wonder that. Is it Coatsy or is... Because I seem to remember Martin Cameron was around in the whole year who is Brian Coates thing.
Or maybe it was always Coatsy's secret sausage team.
Yeah.
And then he was pretending, oh, who is this Coates guy? He sounds fucking attractive.
Yeah,
if
maybe.
Brian Coates invented the secret sausage without us even knowing, get him in the Hall of Fame. Get him in there now.
He should. I tell you what, that's a bloody good idea, Gaffer Tapes Hall of Fame.
I'm going to do it.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
I don't think we're
getting... It's like every season when I go, let's do an award ceremony, and then you both go, yeah, and then it never happens. Let's do a Hall of Fame instead.
But if we did an award ceremony, it'd be like, who ate the best Richmond sausage?
Not Craig. Because he doesn't like him. Yeah, stuff like that. But
I don't want to have to buy awards. We'll that's the main it. Problem. But yeah, exactly. get in touch. And also Mitch Maynard, get in touch. We've not heard from our leader. We want to know who... this isn't a cult. I mean the leader of the league. We've not heard from him. We want to know who BTS, what BTSTU stands for. So let us know. But yeah, we're going to, in part two, go through some of your tweets. We've got some actually really good football questions and debates that we're going to see if we can work them out for you. And also we're going to, in part three, look ahead at the fixtures and have the latest of Tom's quiz. And we are going to talk about last week's quiz because we need to talk about last week's quiz. So yeah, all that is coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hello, fellas. Gaffer Tapes. It's your Joe Meister here. Little birdie told me that Dominic Monaghan was not sending an audio clip this week, so don't worry. Little Joey here's got you covered. We have a question for this week. How long do you stick with a player choice despite poor team performances? So I've got some examples for you. My team, I've got Payet. West Ham are conceding a lot of goals, and Payet took a turn down this week. Similarly with Costa, Chelsea looking pretty shoddy, and Bolasie as well. Everton not looking so good. I've also got Lukaku, so how long do you stick with a player before you decide to get rid of them? I had Ozil for quite a while, a couple of weeks he was two-pointer, and then all of a sudden he bags a 10. So what's your thoughts on that, fellas? Cheers.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, and a big thanks to Joe Bloom for that called in voice clip question. It's a good question, wasn't it?
Blooming lovely.
Yeah.
So,
you timed that just wrong.
Yeah. Blooming marvellous. Well done, JB.
I love the fact that we've become like a football phone-in.
A little bit, yeah. I like it. I like the fact that different people are sending us stuff. Feel free to send us voice clips.
Yeah, definitely. As long as they're good. We've got to have some quality control because we don't have it on a lot of the pod. So we might as well then. But yeah, what are we saying to that question then?
Go on, Ash.
So I think I would say by the third week, depends what you've got in your team. Like if it's like your fifth defender and he's 4 million, then I guess it doesn't really matter. But if it's like a vital person, say if it's like Ozil's had three bad games in a row, then you definitely want to get rid of him. I wouldn't be too eager to pull the trigger like 1 week or two.
Yeah, I've had Barkley in my team doing nothing, getting 2 points for weeks. But there's more important players I felt that needed to come and go. So, yeah, I kind of just made do. I do a player that just gets 2 points every week, but that's kind of a given sometimes. So, yeah, no rush, I think. Give him a few weeks. Look at the little colour-coded thing.
When you say that's given, do you mean Shay given? Or did you just mean that it's given?
Yes, I've got Shay. Yeah, my advice to anything is get Shay given in the team. Get that lad in. He's a bloody good boy.
Look at what their fixtures coming up are. If they've scored badly for 2 weeks, if they've got a load of green coming up, it's okay.
Yeah.
But if their fixtures are turning red, then you want to bin them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think Ash's point the other week is good as well. If you're someone who watches more football than other people, an actual 90 minutes of football, if you've seen they've scored 2 points 2 weeks in a row, but they've hit the post, they've had a good game, they've been unlucky, whatever, then they're worth keeping. If you're someone who watches enough games and they're still putting in performances and you think the points will come, then that's an advantage you've got over someone else.
I felt like that this week watching Match of the Day. I noticed I was really watching, and I know that Lukaku nearly scored a couple of times, and obviously it's only 2 points, and you think, you know, if you're not watching it every week and really watching the games, you would say, oh, fuck him off. But he did. He could have very well got 10 points this week, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's the price you pay for putting up
with
Danny Murphy. Yeah, thanks, Blue Med.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good. That was a good question. I like that.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, so we'll go through.
He's got a nice voice as well. I liked his voice.
Did you?
I like his voice.
How would you feel about him doing an audiobook for you, reading the Famous Five?
I'd love that. I honestly love an audiobook. I really do. Love an audiobook.
Is that because you can't?
That'd be very nice.
That's just because you can't read.
Yeah. Well, there is that. Yeah. Cheers, Bloomers.
Can you do your world famous Joe Bloom impression?
I can't. Ah. Oh.
Hello, my name's Joe Bloom. And then similar your famous Bisping one?
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
And he's Michael Bisping, UFC middleweight champion. Vitor, you're a prick.
That's a fucking good impression. Sorry. It's actually quite similar to my Don Monahan impression, actually.
Yeah. That is similar to both of our Don Monahans.
Yeah,
which is in turn similar to my Mark Owen from Take That impression. So it's all quite close. We will go through some of your other questions that other than just Blue Med sent in. We've got some other questions, usually via the medium of Twitter in a feature we like to call
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
He's just gone straight up.
Nice, I like it.
There was a big theme, Tom, wasn't there? A big theme with what some of the questions.
Yeah, there's a massive theme. So I think we'll start with this one. Madam Moxie tweeted us, given Liverpool's style of play and multiple goals scored this week, who is best to own? Now, we got, a huge percentage of our tweets that we've received were like that. Like, we got a load from Nini G. We got one from FPL Horton, Ian Horters. Oh, Horty
Horton crosses.
Yeah, that's that. Loads of people were asking about Liverpool. We always say we don't know, but I kind of have a little bit of input this week because I did bring in a Liverpool midfielder myself.
Who did you bring in?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. I brought in Lallana. Got rid of Barkley. That was my change this week. I made it on about Monday, I think. Got rid of Barkley, finally, and brought in Lallana, only because he's that little bit cheaper, so I've got enough money to buy Aguero next week, not this week, but next week for Ibrahimovic. But yeah, if you look at Lallana, he is playing more. I read a thing in the paper about Klopp saying how he really respects him. He thinks he's great. He tries really hard at training. He always turns up. He's committed, blah, blah, blah. I think, you know, if Klopp likes him. That's what? That's fucking insight.
He's basically saying,
I understood the quote as, he's really good. He always turns up.
Yeah.
Literally he's there.
The standard's so low.
Tell that to Slaven Bilic, mate. His players are down to fucking Weatherspoons. So.
Exactly, yeah.
Up something.
Yeah, shouting at pigeons.
I think.
So I went Lallana. So that would be my tip. My personal tip would be Lallana because I think he's that little bit cheaper. I think Mane's always a good shout.
Yeah, I think my hunch is Lallana's the best value for money on there. He is the best VFM. But Mane, I think, overall will score the most points out of that. Like, every time I've seen him, he looks like a goal threat. And that's why he costs the extra money. That's why he's 9 million, which seems a lot because it's 0.6 more than Firmino, 0.8 more than Coutinho. But he just looks like he's, you know, almost a striker filling in where Sturridge is clearly forever doomed to the bench. So I think value for money, Lallana, top point scorer will be Mane. That's my hunch.
The problem with Mane is so inconsistent. Like, he Coutinho is good every game, and Mane is just like so on and off.
Yeah, Coutinho's good at good, but he's not good point scoring every game. Whereas Mane always looks like he's worth a goal, and he looks a lot more. He looks so much more settled at Liverpool than he ever did at Southampton.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so yeah, lots of. That. Hopefully that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, go for a tweet yourself, Craig.
I'll have a tweet. So, God, you're right. There are so many Liverpool ones, aren't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have a tweet of a non-football one. We had a tweet from the Shirts versus Skins FPL. They're an American. There's some listeners of ours who started their own little American project over there.
Oh, yeah. Good lads. We like them.
Yeah, they are nice lads. And I like the fact they're called Shirts versus Skins. It's quite a cool name. I like it. They said, for the 2016-17 Garden Barbecue Tour, would you prefer chickens, burgers, or some sort of outrageous sausage?
That's great. Because on Twitter, after the podcast, we had a few people tweeting us saying, yeah, come round. And I started making it a thing. I was like, yeah, you know, we'll come round for a barbecue. And I had, like, people from Australia saying come round, people from Scandinavian countries come round, South Africa come round ours. So I was like, yeah, Gaffer Tapes World Barbecue Tour, joking. And someone went, you should actually start a Kickstarter thing and actually do that.
What people would have paid for us to go and eat barbecues.
Ash's mind has just been blown. That is absolutely right up his street. So, yeah, a lot of people said... there was a couple. I think the Shirts versus Skin guys, Evan Brady, they were all like, yeah, come over to the States. And Ash is so up for that.
They say that.
I think his mind has just been blown.
They offer us now, but then wait till, like, Evan Brady has to explain to his wife why these three people from Britain have turned up for a barbecue.
And it'll probably be on, like, his son's birthday or something. He'll be like, nah, not interested. That's a callback.
Yeah, that is a callback. This is a man, by the way, who left the delivery room to set his FPL line up and tell us about it. So we're a big fan of that.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah, we're all right with that. The answer to the question, by the way, I'm not a big fan of chicken at a barbecue. Give me a burger and a sausage, I'm good.
Chicken worries me at a barbecue, boys. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's a lot of trust in the barbecue host, isn't it?
Yeah. If I'm going to eat chicken at your house, I've got to trust you 100%. What I do is I walk in and I just do one of those trust falls. I just go, catch me. And if they catch me, it never usually works. I crack my head open several times, but I never got salmonella. So yeah, jokes on them. Really.
Yeah, brain trauma, but never got food poisoning. So it's fine.
Answer
the question off the menu. Thanks for asking, Shirts for Skins. Pork belly.
Hello, pork belly. Look at this guy.
I like pork belly on a barbecue.
Pork,
I'm
not gonna lie.
Get out of town, for fuck's sake.
We are on a barbecue tour around the world eating pork belly.
Yeah, around the world on the barbecue tour.
I like it. Ashton, Craig and Tom on a barbecue tour, That's the jingle.
Yeah, and then loads of, like, different accents. Like, put another shrimp on the barbie. And then, like, another one have some sausage. And I don't know
I'll stop it before it gets racist.
But it could have been, couldn't it? It was going that way.
We should stop that. But that's the answer. What other questions have we got? What other tweets are there?
I got a Reddit one.
Yeah, I'll go for a Reddit one, yeah.
R**** asks, not us, but asked, Defoe, Deeney, Rashford or Tekkers? For third striker, that was a good question.
I don't know. I've got Benteke, but I'm going to end up offloading him at some point. But Defoe seems to be a good shout.
Yeah, they're
it's
all good. I've got.
It's just because they're
Deeney
so shit.
Wilson.
Oh, actually, Deeney, because I think Watford have got really, really good fixtures coming up. Yeah, Deeney.
They got five easy games, but this game they had at the weekend was their first easy one, and they lost.
That's it. They've got Bournemouth, Borough, and Swansea in the next 3 weeks. So I mean, that's. You know, and then Hull at home. So that is tempting. And Deeney is their captain. He's going to play. Rashford, as a player, I think he's brilliant. I really like Rashford, but I'm just never convinced. I don't know what Mourinho's plans for him are, minutes-wise.
No, that's right.
And I don't know. So I think he will start more and more games. But my hunch is to say Benteke, but there's no real reason why, because Deeney's obviously a safe pair of hands. So probably Deeney or Benteke, I guess. I just think Sunderland are so shit. Defoe is their only outlet. So Deeney or Benteke for me.
Yeah, they're all shit, really.
Why not? We got a tweet from Petra Sakkinen, who wrote a couple of blogs for us. She wrote one that we put up today. Really, really good blogs. Check them out on the website, thegaffertapes.com. She's done two blogs for us now. They're really, really good. She tweeted us a selfie of herself in a sauna, and she said, I'm in the sauna at the Lontoon Mermisicroc. No, that's not right. But brackets London Finnish Church. And I've seen more balls than a Thursday on a game week. And I really like that, the fact that she's taking a picture of herself in a sauna. Sexy, in a way.
Yeah, so
Although you can't see any balls.
If you want to send photos of yourself in swimwear, then, yeah, please do tweet. That is a long word. I think that's probably pronounced, and my guess would be Merismiskirko. Merismiskirko?
Wow. Yeah, you put me to shame there, mate.
I don't know. But either way, you should read Petra's blogs. They're on the website, gaffertapes.com/blog.
Really,
they're really, really good. And Tom, when are we going to get to the point where we talk about all the tweets we've had about you last week?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of... Yeah, okay.
Have we?
Yeah, I mean...
We've got a load, mate. Yeah.
I didn't know whether you wanted
We got two or three different tweets quoting Craig saying, don't say it like it's an achievement. It's because it was shit. Me talking about the fact that it was a draw. So Mathilde Sorensen tweeted us and she said, she quoted that and then said, so the gaffer tapes just summed up my first sexual experience. Jimmy Whitmore tweeted us and said, I'm in bits after that quiz. So bad, lol. Missed the poll midweek, but supermarket sweeper got me the most. He liked that. David H at Largus Means, he tweeted us and said, sorry, Tom, but that was the worst quiz ever. Better up the game next week. Hashtag Neil versus Real. which, yeah, I wasn't happy with that. And then we got a tweet, just last one from that bit, from our friend Stephen Kirkwood. He tweets us very often. He said, I tried to play along with Who Wants to Be a Midfielder at Work, hashtag shambles, and he's tweeted us a picture of his workings, which is amazing. He's actually done a little thing, a little graph with like Sanchez, Ozil, Mahrez and Eriksen written on it.
It is quite confusing, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so yeah, I do apologise, you know, that the quiz was too good for you guys, but
Never once mocked me last season when I was doing the quiz. Good thing you never went on about how easy it was to do.
Yeah. Well, no, I've bucked my ideas up for this quiz this week, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, the quiz is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, God, that's a big claim.
No, it's good. Don't worry. Trust me. It's so good it hasn't even got a name. So you can tell the name didn't come first.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that is always a good sign. But I will say, I did see like my favourite moment on Twitter from the week. I want to mention it. I don't even know who said it, but there were two listeners just tweeting each other because they realised they were in roughly the same league position, I think, and maybe trying to start some beef with each other, some beef stroganoff. And as an introduction, one of them tweeted the other and went, all right, how many clicks you wanking? Which, for some reason, just really tickled me in the way that it was phrased. Like, yeah, all right, yeah, how many clicks are you wanking? Like that's
yeah,
what I
exactly.
want to hear
like,
two
yeah,
people.
I'm six. Well, I'm seven. Yeah,
I want to hear two people on a train somewhere just saying, "Oh, how many clicks are you wanking?" That would make my day to hear.
I still dream of the day, yeah, that I overhear someone talking about what click wanker they are. I'd love that.
It would be good.
Can I read out King Chip's email? Yeah. Not email, tweet.
Yeah, go for it.
King Chip 101. He said, "Getting rid of Shaw, play it safe, and just get Bailey or risk getting Blind in." And then he says, I'm also going to tweet every week till I get a jingle. So he wants his own jingle like Will Boodoo has.
Oh, of course, yeah. Boodoo
so
does have one.
King Chip, what are you thinking?
I think for us, he's kind of gone about this the wrong way because we like having content to talk about. So we're happy for him to tweet every week. So
yeah, okay.
I don't know if we want to give him a jingle. I don't. It feels like...
Well, I'm thinking... Chippies, tramps and thieves. He's tweeting us today from his fold. And that's just off the top of my head. Do you know what I mean?
My initial hunch, if I'm honest with you, my initial hunch was, well, I'm the king of the chippers ward. I tweet at the
That's so much better than chips and tramps and thieves.
That's what I had.
I'm king of the chippers. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
There you go, mate. You got your own...
Although neither of those are yours, King Chip, so keep tweeting, so that's fine. Do you want to hear a mental email before we go for the break?
I mean, we didn't actually answer his question.
Oh, sorry, Chipper.
Play it safe and get Bailey or risk getting Blind in.
Oh, that's an Ash question, that, isn't it?
Go on.
Blind. That's who I got.
Done.
Yeah.
Shit,
done.
We gave a straight answer and everything. No. I don't think we've ever done that.
No.
Straight answer.
No, answered it. Smashed it.
Yeah, so I have got a mental email from James
Doncaster. Yeah, read it out.
for the James Doncaster mental email. Tom doesn't want to read it, so I'm going to read it.
No, I just think it's really fucking difficult for me to read sometimes. And
can we get you the audiobook version of the email?
Yeah, please? If we could get BlueMed doing an audiobook for Tom, that'd be great. Holla, lads, holiday. Shout out, Racy. Big up, Stim Dog. I think that's said in a kind of garage MC way at the beginning of a song for those two. So I'm currently on furlough. First off, what's furlough? What is that?
Is that American, like, holiday time?
Is it?
I'm guessing.
Right.
Don't guess.
Okay.
And
when visiting Madrid, I saw the Vicente Calderon, which has the M30 running underneath for the stands. What a bizarre sight. Great. After much reflection, I remembered seeing Nottingham Forest victory at Fulham last season. Their ground has a cottage as part of the neutral stand, hence the name Craven Cottage. Okay.
That's informative.
I watch Bournemouth.
This isn't that mental. This is quite informative.
This is quite nice. This is the sort of, I tell you what, if I had Bloomy reading this email, that'd send me straight to sleep. That'd be lovely. Informative.
You can't sleep.
You should have just taken this and just cut it into four parts and used it as a block.
You can't sleep with an erection. I watched Bournemouth at Wolves in my childhood on a cold midweek match, and a steward allowed my dad and I to sit in the covered stand. I never got the chance to thank him. So... then a bit about FPL. He goes, you lot also mentioned Austin, Tadic and Rondon in the pod. If you peel back the layers of shit, there might be some gold there somewhere. So that's offensive, but thank you.
Yeah,
there is good bits. And then he says, strike it lucky, more like striker it lucky. Anything is better than the midfield air shit. Any quiz...
he's ruined it at the end.
Yeah. Any quizmaster who says potential half a point is having one. Christmas drinks in pimp shui, yours in sport, and then a kiss. So there's a lot to take in.
But I enjoyed that.
The fact is that we did give some good tips. He was very critical of the quiz. And yes, we will have Christmas drinks in pimp shui if you want. That's no problem with us whatsoever. We'll happily go into drinking pimp shui. Ash loves it there. So
Do you remember when we did Neil versus Real? And then you guys were mugging it off, and then all those people sent in voice clips. We read about 30 from people saying how good it was. How many have we received this week? In support of you?
We didn't ask for them.
We've received one, and it was full of vitriol.
If I ask for them, it will happen. If I say, tweet us in some voice clips of saying how good the quiz is,
We didn't ask for them. People spontaneously.
I should have done it when I was at my peak, when I did Supermarket Sweeper. I'll just bring that back then. I'll bring that back and tell everyone.
I also feel like the people who listen to the podcast for Tom probably don't have access to the internet. I think they're prisoners, prison wives, recluses. I think they're kind of the Tom fans of the podcast.
Paedophiles. Lots of paedophiles.
So that's... That's
you like that?
Yeah, dude, sorry. That's all.
Are you
got
a paedophile?
Time
for, tweet us
for part two of the podcast. But in part three, we are going to have Tom's quiz that he guarantees is going to be a success, and we also will look ahead to the fixtures coming up next week before the international break, which is the week after, which obviously is a bit of a hot topic at the moment. But we'll just ask all that in part three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Honestly, I'm going to run out of things to do, but currently I'm playing the piano. Just fade me in, it'll be beautiful. Fade me out as well, that'll probably be a good idea. I'm just going to leave it on that C while I ask you this question. So my question of the week...
Tom's question of the week for the Gaffer Tapes podcast, Ash Kearns with... Craig Hazel and the other guy called Tom Show.
Hang on, I think that was a D. Was that a D minor? Oh no, much higher than that. It was like an E. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a second. My question this week is, guys, let's talk about value. Let's talk about the value of your team, right? And when to cash it in. At the moment, I don't know if this is good or bad, but I'm doing all right. My team is worth... around about 101.2 million. So I've picked up the odd 0.1 here and there, 0.2 here and there, you know, like stocks and shares you guys told me a while ago. Buy low, sell high. Okay, I get it. That's beautiful. Now, Ash, obviously I'm not talking to anyone else here apart from Ash. When should I cash that in? Because Are you trying to get to a point where ideally you have enough money, extra money in your bank that's worth what? You know, 4 million, 5 million if you get lucky? Would you have to be really good to be getting to that point? Or are you just looking to try and maybe get up to, you know, a million or, you know, a million and a half and then just cash in on that extra little bit of money for a player? If that's the case, when should you cash it in? As soon as you get a ton of money, should you cash it in and start again? Or should you wait until, you know, the next transfer window or something to cash it in? So how do you create value for the team? What's the best way to continue to create value for your team? I think that's self-explanatory, but I'd love you guys to explain it. And also, when should you cash it in? And I'll leave you with some lovely dulcet tones. Just fade me out, guys. Okay, just fade me out.
You're listening to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Dominic Monaghan on piano. That was mental, wasn't it? That was a bit mad.
Yeah. What a lovely pianist.
I know.
That's good.
He is a lovely pianist, yeah. With such a question, such an intricate question, mainly for Ash.
It was,
offensive.
Yeah.
Slightly offensive, but...
I usually are. Well, again, you two got your surnames. Me, just Tom.
That's all like, he knows about you.
Like Madonna or Cher.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to go with Cher.
Yeah,
it could have been worse. He could have said, "The Gaffer Tapes Podcast Show with Tom Davis."
Yeah, isn't Tom.
Not Tom Davis. He's all about the Yankee dollar, is Monaghan. All about the Yankee dollar. He's always asking about value.
He wants to talk monies. Yeah. Ash, fill him in.
So, I would say that the season that I did really well, when I finished in the top 100, excuse me. Getting choked up about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, reminiscing. Oh, bloody hell.
Towards the end, I can't remember exactly, but my team value was somewhere between 105 and 107 million. Mm. Like maybe 100, or whatever. But so, and I do remember towards the end it being so high that it made it so easy. It like snowballed. It was like exponential because whoever was good, you could just put everyone in your team. It didn't matter. Yeah. It was like irrelevant then. So you literally were just like cherry picking the best players.
Yeah.
So your team and all the other people in the top, you know, like a couple of hundred, your teams were just so awesome.
Mm.
You can look at the value of the players and when they go up two pips,
yeah,
then transfer them out. And that
I
gives
love that
you,
that's a thing now.
Yeah. Pips. Then you get one pip of value from them. But I'm not sure that that's really what you should try and do. Because you can super boost the value of your team. If you wildcard, so I think Dom's still got his wildcard. If you wildcard
Ash,
him
can
now,
I interrupt? Two secs, Ash. Where exactly, where is the super boost button on the game? Because I've not seen a super boost.
You haven't got the super boost.
Is that
chip
on the app? Is that on the app, the super boost button?
Ah, yeah, it's really difficult to find on the app.
Okay.
So anybody's not using the new app, you can't find it. But so you can super boost. It's like a Sky Sports Acca. Paddy Power super boost button. Your team, you can do your wild card, bring in a whole load of people whose value are about to go up this week.
Right.
And then that artificially raises the value of your team. Yeah. But I don't know if it's necessarily good for your team because are people picking the right players?
Mm.
I would just go for whoever you think is the best and on form.
Yeah.
And then just try and get rid of players as quick as possible when they lose that form and try and pick up players early. So I wouldn't worry too much about trying to artificially increase the value of your team, but just try and be quick. The other thing is, so this is a good tip because it's changed over the last couple of years. Do your transfers early. So do them like Tom does them. Do them Monday.
I had to do that this week, I knew, because otherwise I'd lose the money that I need to get Aguero. So I knew I had to do it early this week, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so that is a shout, actually, yeah.
Because it's a lot harder, because I normally do my transfers, or previous years, would do them Saturday morning.
Mm.
So I'd spend all week umming and ahhing.
Yeah.
But now, say like Hazard was 10.2 million. Mm. By the time it gets to Saturday morning, he's already back down to 10.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, assess what you're going to do. And then just pull the trigger Monday night.
Good shout. And there's also Twitter accounts that you see that I don't even know what they are. They're like FPL Twitter accounts that say so-and-so's price is going to go down this week, so-and-so's price, you know, and it's got lists and then links you can go to. If you're really into it like that, yeah, looking so closely at figures, then yeah, there are ways of doing that.
I think anybody... Oh, sorry, I was going to say, you can look them up, whether people are going up and down, but basically anybody who's done well during the week, you're going to assume their value's going to go up. It's more spotting, I suppose, if you've got any deadwood in your team who's going to go down, like any defenders who are... I've had a couple of bad weeks.
West Ham defenders.
Yeah.
I quite like the fact Tom went, yeah, if you're into it like that, as if it's a weirdo, we run a fucking FPL podcast. I mean,
I mean, like, if you're looking at money and you're desperate to, you know, to be in it for the money, whereas I'm in it for the bloody
pleasure.
I thought
you were saying, like, if you go on Twitter...
Tom, stand-up comedian.
If you go on Twitter like a nerd, is what you were saying, basically.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
But fair enough. But thanks, Dom, for that question.
Thanks, Dom.
Technically,
we teased everyone with the fact that we haven't got a Dom question this week.
Of course, we bloody have.
And then bang, of course we bloody have.
And technically, that was a Drive Shaft song, probably, wasn't it? That's a Drive Shaft single. So
yeah, the band are back together, maybe. Who knows?
The flame's still burning. So that is
Ash is just frowning because he doesn't know what that's a lost reference, mate.
That was totally lost on me.
Yeah, hey, he was lost on you. Before we go on to Tom's quiz, which will no doubt be excellent, looking ahead at the fixtures, we last week we did quite well with our tips, picking people out, saying we mentioned, as we got told in James Doncaster's email, Rondon, Austin, Tadic, Ash mentioned Tadic, I think. Who are we thinking? Anyone got any people to look out for this week? I mean, you mentioned Walcott earlier. Is he your guy to bring in, Tom?
No, I would have maybe done, just to bulk out a couple more Arsenal players, but for me it's Ibrahimovic. I really want him to do well this week because I think he bloody deserves it. I think he's a great guy. No, because a lot of people have got rid of him, I'm actually captaining him this week. And I think if he does score, because they got Stoke, I think fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? I'm open a couple of goals there and I think I'll be reaping the rewards. But then he's straight out of my team and I'm buying Aguero literally the next day.
Using him.
During the game.
Do you know what? I might do it as soon as the window's done and do it next week because there's literally 0.1 in it. If his price goes down any more and Aguero's goes up any more, I'm stuffed.
Oh, yeah.
Might do that. But yeah, no, Ibrahimovic.
What about you, Ash? Anyone?
That's my tip.
I'm not... There's no one that's massively filling me with confidence, although anybody from Watford. Deeney or Kapuwe?
Kapuwe?
Yeah, because they've got loads of easy fixtures coming up, and they've got someone easy this week, haven't they? Or relatively,
Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bournemouth at home. So I don't know if they'll necessarily win, but it's probably going to be about 2-2, isn't it? So
yeah,
I'd have thought.
Good shout.
Okay,
Craig, what are you saying?
I am going to say Heung-min's son at Spurs. I'm going to say son at Spurs.
Yeah, he's in form, isn't he?
He's talking to town, but they've got Man City, though.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, they can't defend.
I don't care. City, as we record, City have conceded 3 goals to Celtic. So, I mean, I know it's tempting to leave the people out like this because they're playing City, but he scores, his value goes up. Like you say, you're basically getting Harry Kane's replacement in a midfielder, and he scored 4 goals in 3 games. 5 in 4, if you include 7. His Champions League game. And I know Janssen's playing... so Son's technically a listed midfielder, but he's playing very advanced. He is a goal threat. He's 7.5 million. He scored 37 points this season. And the most impressive thing about the fact he scored 37 points is he scored them all in 3 games. The first the first 3 games of the season, he got 0. Then he got a 19, a 3 and a 15.
Yeah, it's mad.
I might transfer out Antonio for Son, actually. He has been playing really well.
I've done it. I put Son in.
Yeah,
is it the week to do it? It's like, I'm not bringing in Aguero this week and taking the 4 points hit because I think, I don't know, against Tottenham and vice versa, I don't know if it's worth touching those players this week. I think after this week, maybe.
Oh, touch him, mate. Touch him good.
Touch him up.
Because I didn't pick, the same thing. I dropped Stones because I've got no confidence in the Man City defence, so... Going for a Tottenham striker is not a bad idea, is it? If you look at it that way.
You want to be careful dropping stones. Watch your feet. You know, crush your toes. Can I just say before we do the quiz that I have been having issues with my headphones and I'm slightly worried that I haven't been on top form in the first 2 segments. And I explained to Ash the reason is because I get very wet ears. I get incredibly wet ears. Ash found it very funny, but it's a genuine medical condition, I think. And I have to wake up in the middle of the night and like brush my ears. not brush my ears, but I have to. I get really wet ears and have to like use tissue in them and like what cotton buds and stuff.
Wait, Tom,
I couldn't hear anything the first two segments, so I do apologise for that.
Just before we started, Tom went, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to get some new earphones. These don't work; they're too wet." And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He went, "You know what it's like when you haven't brushed your ears." You're fucking so special.
No. And then Ash just cleaned them out with a little instrument, and now I can hear perfectly. It's like I want to go back and do it all again. Should we start again?
Please, let's not.
Please, let's not. So that's just a little disclaimer about me wet ears. If you've got wet ears, email us info@thegaffertapes or tweet us @thegaffertapes and just let us know if you occasionally get wet ears.
If you've had a delusional break from reality,
yeah,
send Tom the number of whoever you would seek in that case.
Exactly, exactly. But it's bloody quiz time, lads.
No, I'm a bit worried, but yeah.
Oh, that's not what I expected.
Bear in mind the preamble to the quiz.
Yeah, is about wet ears. Right, so lads, this time what I did was, previously I have been making up going with the title first and then creating a quiz. What I've done is I've created the quiz, haven't even got a title for it. That's how good the quiz is. So at the moment, the title is, you know the quiz show Blankety Blank? More like Blankety Blank football related.
Oh, was that the name of the quiz?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you think, oh, I'm going to make a pun out of Blankety Blank?
Yeah.
I can't think of one. Let's just call it Blankety Blank something football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what happened.
But that was so the name came first?
No.
Definitely not.
No. This is, right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out some headlines from this week's football, and I'm going to blank out the words, or it could be a string of words, it could be a word here, word there, and you get 1 point for getting the correct words and 1 point for getting the correct story it's about.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Or the gist, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. There is potential. I do have a tiebreaker, lads.
Oh,
that's
which is
reassuring.
Good. Which is good,
yeah.
Yeah, so there's 6 questions.
Yep.
And a tiebreaker. Okay, good. So are we familiar and do we understand what's going on?
A bit like, have I got news for you?
Yes. It was a bit like, have I got news for you? And then I was going to go, have I got 442s for you? But I thought I've done that. So no, I'll just go for like blankety blank, kind of.
Okay, yeah.
So it's an amalgamation of the both.
Yeah.
It's really nice to be able to hear as well. It's great. I feel very confident.
So special.
So right. Okay, number one. These are headlines in the papers, online, stuff like that. Okay. So, big blank in big blank.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Oh.
This is where we need Dom playing the piano while you two
are
working it out.
Do you have to get both words or just the story?
No, you have to get the words. Yeah, the words.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And it's
really frustrating.
It might be different words, might be the same words.
I can't get Big Trouble in Little China out of my head. And I know.
No, I know, yeah. So, big blank in big blank. Right, we'll start with Ash.
I've just gone Big Sam and Big Trouble.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Craig, what you said?
I was nowhere, mate. I was just thinking big goals in big stadiums. I was out, mate. I didn't have a clue.
Really? Oh, it's Big Sam and Big Sting. But, yeah, Ash can get...
get a point for the story.
Well, you get a point, yeah. So you get a point and a half. Exactly. You've got one of the two things, right. Okay,
one and a half nil.
Already there's half points. I didn't think this through.
Yeah,
it's fine. Okay. Number two. Sign Pogba or I'll blank, blank, blank. Sign Pogba or I'll blank, blank, blank. That was a headline within the last 7 days.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Sign Pogba or I'll blank, blank, blank.
Okay.
Have you got an answer?
Yeah.
Craig, you got an answer, mate?
Oh, I'm going to have to. Yeah, why not?
Okay, Craig, go.
Is it something like sign Pogba or I'll go back home? And it was Latin saying he was going to piss off or something?
Okay.
Oh, that's Ash. A better answer than I got.
What you got?
I put quit as manager.
Okay, it was sign Pogba or I'll break your legs, is what Ibrahimovic said to his agent.
Oh, yeah.
So, Craig, you can get a point for the jizz. Getting the jizz of it.
Yeah.
The gist of it. So, yeah, it's 1.5 to 1.
Okay. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Okay, Number three. It's an improvement already, yeah, isn't it? Let's be honest. Number three. Rashford's Man United goal scoring record is now exactly the same as blank blank.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rashford, they've spelt Rushton wrong. Rashford's Man United goal scoring record is now exactly the same as blank blank. Okay.
Okay.
While we take this pause, I'd like to say that there are now Gaffer Tapes t-shirts available on gaffertapes.com. Please let us know if you have any orders.
Please create some t-shirts and email them to us.
Right, Ash.
No, hold on. So, the quote was...
The headline is, Rashford's Man United goal scoring record is now exactly the same as blank blank. Ash, what are you saying?
Varon. I don't know.
Varon.
Yeah.
Craig?
I thought it might be Eric Cantona, as in the amount in his first whatever games or something.
That is the gist of it, but it's actually Wayne Rooney.
Oh, okay. Bollocks.
What?
So, yeah, the tiebreaker is to do with this if it comes to a tiebreaker, but it's early amount of games to goals is exactly the same as Rooney's.
Oh, I see.
So half a point to Craig for getting the jizz. So it's 1.5. He got the jizz.
I got the jizz. So I knew his goals and games and shit.
That was what it was all about.
Ash, the quizmaster has spoken.
No, hang on.
If you'd said...
Well, he elaborated a little bit. Okay, all right. Okay, still 1.5-1. Okay. Okay. Number four. Conte's blank on blank. Conte's blank on blank.
Fucking hell.
It's not...
These are harder than the demand. This is like the YouTube one.
Conte's blank on blank.
This is a good quiz.
It's a tough quiz. Oh, fucking hell.
While the guys are trying to work that out, you can go on lulu.com and buy Tom Holmes' first novel, The Game Evolution of Men, downloadable or in paperback form. Okay, have we done that, lads?
Why not? Yeah.
Who's to go first now? Craig going first this time?
Oh, shit. Conte's War on Terror.
Not even close, sausage. Ash?
Hot on Costa.
Oh, no, it's Conte's Keen on Keen.
Michael
Chelsea
Keane, yeah.
Want to buy Burnley's Michael Keane. Eh? Keen on Keen.
It's kind of like a War on Terror.
Similar. So no points there.
Oh.
Okay, number five. Blank braced for layoff. Blank braced in capital letters for layoff.
Shit.
Braced is a bit of a clue there. Blank braced for layoff.
Okay.
Fuck.
Who wears a brace?
It's not going to be Adrian Peterson, is it?
We're going to say Idris Elba. It's not going to be Idris Elba, no.
It's not going to be Rice from Beethoven films. She wore a brace.
Did she?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Ash?
Oh, fuck. I don't know which one it is. Oh. It's either...
Yeah, I know. I've plumped for who I'm going with.
Okay. Ash, go on.
Kane?
I thought De Bruyne.
What are you saying, Craig?
De Bruyne.
Oh, it's not. It's Jones from United. Phil Jones.
Oh.
Had another setback. There was a photo of him in like a massive brace.
Who gives a shit about Phil Jones?
Yeah. Okay. So it is 1.5-1. This is the final question.
Oh, it's the decider.
Charlie Austin... leaves West Ham co-owner blank blank blank. Charlie Austin leaves West Ham co-owner blank blank blank. Headlines.
Fuck.
While the guys are doing this, you can actually visit tomholmescomedy.com for all your comedy needs.
What would you say would be the best place to go if you wanted some adult drinks?
Oh, Pimp Shui, lovely bar in London. You've been there, I don't know.
It wasn't what I was thinking.
Oh,
that's a good answer.
What were you going to say? Oh, sorry, but yeah. Rhonda Jeremy Ryan, proper sponsor. We should probably plug them, shouldn't we?
Plus, much like that link, smooth.
Yeah, very good.
Shit.
Right.
What's the question?
Charlie Austin leaves West Ham co-owner blank, blank, blank. Final question. Ashes 1.5-1 up. Pressure on. Craig, you got an answer?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, it's you. Have you got an answer, Ash?
Hold on. Wait. Someone think of something to say. Okay, I've got the gist of it.
Okay. Craig, you're first.
I think these aren't going to be the words, but I'm going to go with West Ham co-owner ruining missed chances, basically thinking that he could have signed Austin back in the day.
Okay. What are you saying?
I've gone for red in face. But I know the gist of it is that...
It's actually eating his words.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah, because he tweeted last year, there was a West Ham... Someone asked whether we were going to sign him, and he was like, no, he's so injury prone, he's shit, we're not going to get him.
He actually said, it was David Sullivan, and he said that Austin has no ligaments in his in his legs. So
that definitely sounds like something we would say.
Exactly, yeah. So there you go. Ash wins.
Jesus.
Making it 3-3 overall.
3-3 overall. Oh, hello. That's exciting. Yeah, because it was 3-2. You both got a point last week, which everyone went mental about. But yeah, there you go. Congrats. Just so you know, the tiebreaker was going to be...
Well, ask it.
What's Rashford's United games to goal, which is exactly the same as Rooney's now?
Oh, shit.
As in, what did you want? The percentage, or you wanted how many he scored?
Games to... Well, I'll tell you what. If I tell you games, you'd say goals. Yeah, okay. So 25 games. How many goals?
Oh, okay. 9.
Ash?
Well, I'll say 15.
12.
Right in the middle.
So literally right in the middle.
You'd have needed a second tiebreak. You'd have been right.
Oh, fuck. Imagine that. I'd have been fucked. Yeah. Good job I didn't. Jesus.
You've been in all sorts of trouble.
It would have been. Well, thank
that
God
was a good call. Well done. So it was improvement, mate.
It was a lot better. Yeah, please tweet me praise for it, not just hatred.
Yeah.
Please.
But yeah, tweet Tom some praise. He needs that. He needs to be told when he's done well.
And send me some new headphones or sort of like if they do any sort of talcum powder for your ears. Just
so I wonder with the earphones, did it come with instructions how to put them on in your ears?
Yeah. No, honestly, I'll get the wettest ears ever. Put your finger in my ear now and it's soaking.
It's so wet, isn't it?
I think that's about all we got time for on the Gaffer Tapes this week. But please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your hashtag balls when your teams come out. And email us info@thegaffertapes.com, especially if one of you is a medical professional and can help Tom with his ears. But yeah, do tweet us your teams. Keep an eye on the Twitter for any of the latest FPL. We should say, actually, I was going to say it, there's loads of other accounts you should follow. One of them is at Ben Dinnery. He's like an injury pro. Ooh, yeah. He knows everything about who's going to be out. But most importantly, follow us if you don't. Follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. That's about it, isn't it, Tom, if you can hear me?
Friday night game, obviously, boys and girls.
Yes, Palace, good point. Everton. Friday night game. Ash might even tweet us his tips because he couldn't commit to one earlier tonight. But we'll get round to it, I promise.
And then, is it international break the following week?
It is, yeah.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, Gareth Southgate in charge. We're getting the whole podcast talking about Sam Allardyce. I think that's quite good because it's really nothing to do with us.
No. So that's quite good. It's just a greedy, isn't it? Greed.
We'll just stick to fantasy football. But yeah, that's what we've got time for. So thanks very much for listening. Tweet us all your teams at the Gaffer Tapes. So thanks very much. And goodbye.
I thought you said lick it.